Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. The heroines in Allie Carter and Wisconsin native Elizabeth Uhlberg's respective new novels are both strong teenage girls, but that's where most of the similarities end.
Uhlberg's new book, We Can Work It Out, is the sequel to The Lonely Hearts Club. It's young adult fiction featuring a girl named Penny Lane Bloom, the high school club she's formed in the wake of a bad breakup, and a bunch of clever Beatles metaphors.
Carter's new novel, All Fall Down, is an international intrigue thriller. It's set in the U.S. Embassy in a fictitious Southern European capital where teenager Grace Blakely has been sent to live with her grandfather, the ambassador, after the murder of her mother. But the two authors do have plenty in common, including a book tour with a joint reading at the North Shore Public Library this evening. And also in common is the fact that they are both with us in the studio. Nice to see you both.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Both of the genres you are working in with these books have their adult equivalents. But what makes young adults a good audience to write for?
I think for me, Elizabeth, what I love the most is you remember so many firsts you have in high school. Everything is such a big deal when you're a teenager. I still remember walking down the high school hallway in Portage and thinking, oh, is what I'm wearing okay? And what if the person I say hi to doesn't say hi back? You have these heightened moments where everything is such a big deal. And so you remember so many of your first loves, your first heartbreak. And it's so easy to go back to that. Not that it's always fun. Like, I sometimes think that high school wasn't a very fun time. And why for a living do I go back and experience it? And also, it's you're finding out who you are. You're making these decisions that are kind of going to affect the rest of your life. And my characters are very different from Allie's because their issues are very high school-based and not really live or die. But it's still fun to explore that.
They might not be life or death as you see them now as an adult, but when you're in high school, you really do feel like they're life or death.
To them, it is. I mean, to them, it's, you know, I always say when someone asks why I don't write paranormal, I think there's nothing more scarier in life as a teenager than a mean girl as opposed to a zombie, because mean girls are real and we've all had them.
At the same time, though, writing as an adult comes with the knowledge that you actually did get through those times okay.
I always try to write strong girls, and I know Allie does as well, because I want to think about what I would have liked to have been, the kind of person I would who stands up for myself, who does the right thing. And that's what I try to do, is like what would Elizabeth, teenage Elizabeth, would have liked to have seen and what I wish she would have been more confident about.
Allie Carter, why do you write for young adults?
I love writing for teens because, a lot like Elizabeth was saying, I think in the teenage experience, everything is just kind of concentrated. And so if time is like water that dilutes all of your emotions and all of your experiences down, teenagers just haven't had that much time. So like Elizabeth said, it's the first of everything, and everything is so intense and so raw and so immediate that there's just a lot that's appealing for that. Plus, from a pure business standpoint, it's great to write for people who, when they love something, they are your most avid fans and they're most avid ambassadors. And it's very seldom that I hear from a girl who says, I like your books. They always say, my friends and I like your books. And so girls read in packs. And so it's just wonderful, because if you can make those inroads with just a few people, they'll tell their friends who'll tell their friends who'll tell their friends. And that makes my job a whole lot easier.
Well, and so it's strange. It didn't even dawn on me until right this very moment that, you know, by and large, your audiences are teen girls. But is there anything, strictly speaking, about this that, you know, you don't think would reach teen boys?
Absolutely not. I think that we have a bad habit in our culture of saying, you know, the pink things are for the girls and the blue things are for the boys. And especially in fiction, we have this, you know, sort of mindset that girls are willing to open their minds and read about male characters, but boys should be ashamed of reading about girls. And I think that that's not only a bad thing for literature and for education, but I think it's a very, very bad and dangerous thing for our culture. And so nothing makes me happier than to see a young man picking up a book with a female heroine, or to see male teachers recommending our books to their students, because we've got to get over this mindset that girls' stuff is only suitable for girls.
Well, and this actually kind of comes up in your book, Elizabeth, this idea. I mean, you know, Penny Lane Bloom has created the Lonely Hearts Club, and it's made up of girls. And there's this epiphany that hits her at some point. I don't think I'm giving anything away, that the stuff that she is dealing with from a relationship standpoint, also, these are the things that hit boys the same way.
she's so caught up in her friends and what she's gone through. She meets a guy who's had heartbreak, and it was this aha moment. Like, oh, guys also can sometimes feel heartbreak and pain. And, you know, it's funny. I was told from the high school teacher at my high school that I used to go to in Portage that she once walked in and there were all these boys reading Lonely Hearts Club. And she, like, told my mom. And I just think it's so funny because I do think boys would learn a lot about their female counterparts if they read more YA. But I also think what Ali said, it's a very American thing, because I always joke I'm huge in Spain. But I get so many emails from boy readers, Spanish language boy readers. And I'm always so taken aback by it. But I think – and I'm always like, oh, really? I'm always surprised. You've read my book? And they're like, of course. I love it because of this, this, and this. And I do think that it would be great if people were more open to reading, you know, books from different characters, because you do learn a lot. I think boys would learn a lot about female minds from reading our books.
So it connects with girl readers, and for boy readers, it's opposition research.
I like to think so. I always think it's like, guys, if you want to know how girls actually want to be treated, read from a female protagonist's point of view. If you're wondering, like, I don't understand girls, well, there are many books out there that you can try to get some little inkling of what we how we tick.
You're both published by Scholastic, or imprints of Scholastic, which I imagine actually gives you a good chance to connect with potential readers. But I am curious, how conscious of the age distinctions do you have to be when you are concocting these stories? I mean, you know, there's not really an issue of a 45-year-old reader connecting with something, you know, and but it not really reaching the 35-year-old readers or the 55-year-old readers. But there is a big difference between a reader who is 9 or 10 and one who is 12 or 13 and one who is 16 or 17.
When I do set out to write, I know the kind of the age range for these books that my all my YA books so far, I've always think it's about like 12 and up. And there are certain things in books which Scholastic or another publisher will say, well, actually it's 15 and up depending on what's in it. But I just try to write the story, and I figure it's my publisher's responsibility to figure out who to market it to. And I just try to do the characters justice.
There's not a lot of – I mean, there's not any graphic language really to speak of in either of these books.
No, and it's very interesting, like Elizabeth was saying, you write the book kind of as it comes to you. But it's been interesting over the course of my career to see people kind of pigeonhole me – or not pigeonhole me, but the market niche that I have sort of carved out for myself totally, surely by accident is this sort of clean teen, younger YA. Because what we have is we have a lot of books written in that 9 to 12 range. That's, you know,
middle grade fiction.
And then you have your older, edgier YA. But you find that there's kind of a, you know, lapse in the market for books that bridge the gap. And I just sheer dumb luck-wise stumbled into that gap. It was in no way a conscious decision. And so I think at the end of the day, some authors are just a little edgier and they're going to have a little more language and they're going to have a little more sexual content. Some authors are just a little more gosh dang darn it and they're going to edge toward the lower end. And you just kind of find out where your voice is.
Do you think kids even notice those distinctions? I mean, if a kid is reading a book, does he or she say, well, you know, I'm missing the swearing here? Or, you know, what happened to the sexual content?
I think some kids, especially older teens, want to consider themselves edgier. And so I like to say that people don't age out of my books, but they sometimes cool out of my books. Because it's like, oh, yeah, I liked that when I was 14. I'm 15 now. You know, I hear that from readers sometimes. And so, you know, the things that you liked, the clothes that you liked, the bands that you liked 5 years ago stop being cool just because – you know, by definition, if they can no longer be cool because that's who past me liked. So I do see that to an extent. But for the most part, I think a good story is a good story. And you've got – again, I'm going to go back to Hunger Games. You've got 10-year-olds who love that book. You've got 80-year-olds who love that book. And a good book is just a good book.
And Elizabeth Uhlberg, your characters are actually struggling with the, you know, am I cool kind of question themselves.
As the author does every day. Well, you know,
you're pretty cool.
Kind of, oh, well, thank you. It's now on radio, so it's true. Yeah, it's one of those things where you do, you know, struggle as the characters do. And I think what Ali said is if you write characters that people care about, We Can Work It Out does have a little bit more adult content than my previous books because the characters are older and they're dealing with things like being in relationships. And I think it would be naive of me to gloss over things that do happen in high school. I had a very kind of naive high school experience, and I understand that it's not like that anymore. But I think if you write characters that are real and people care about, they're not going to say, oh, well, they haven't sworn yet or done something. And, you know, with both of our books, you know, we're called Clean Teen, but it's not anything – if we do say anything, it's nothing more than they wouldn't hear at the, like a 9 p.m. ABC
Absolutely.
Family show.
Yeah. No. And I think that we also get into a situation of in our culture, you know, sexual content, oh, that's a little taboo. And language, that's a little taboo. But you can take an AK-47 to a guy and we got no problem with that, you know, in a book or in a movie or in a TV show. And so a lot of people think of my books as being, again, on that sort of younger scale. But I write about terrorists and I write about bombs and I write about assassinations and nobody really blinks an eye at that. So I guess as long as we're not French kissing a boy, we're good.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you each see yourself – I mean, do you see yourself as like a, for lack of a better term, gateway drug to spy thrillers and maybe you as a, I don't know, gateway drug to the Beatles?
I would love to be a gateway. I get flattered yet horrified when I have teens say, I've never really listened to the Beatles until your book. And I'm like, I don't know how to take that. Like, it's good. Like, whatever it takes. But I'm kind of like, how have you not listened to the Beatles?
Well, and would you expect the next step after somebody reads, you know, I'll Fall Down or one of your other book series is that they'll go out and rent Ocean's 11 or they'll watch a James Bond movie?
I think so. I think that, you know, one of the nice things about writing what I write is that you can sort of point to a mainstream cultural thing and people can identify it. So when I am talking about high society, I can say, well, have you seen The Italian Job or Ocean's 11 or Thomas Crown Affair? It's kind of like that, but with teenagers. And people can automatically click in and know in general what I'm talking about. And so that's a very nice thing. And, you know, it's one of the most fascinating things has been every time there's a real world art heist. So, for example, last week there was a story going around about a 15-year-old who was involved in a gym heist somewhere in Asia. And I bet I had 20 people send me that link about, have you seen this? Have you seen this? So as soon as anybody thinks of art heists or anything or, you know.
Anytime any art's stolen, we all look towards Ally Carter. She could maybe do it.
I'm a little shady.
Convenient that would happen on, you know, your publication week.
Absolutely. It's you know, I have no official comment.
Where were you?
No, it is true that when I go places, I was in Italy for a conference a few years ago, and we went to this museum, and I walked in, and I was like this place is really not very well secured. Like, you know, there are totally blind spots in here, and my friend who was with me was like, I am very concerned right now.
Well, so let me ask, have you read each other's books?
I have, yes.
Yes. I
haven't read her new one yet, though. I haven't gotten the new one.
Oh, well, it's out today.
In stores now.
Well, it's funny. I was on a plane, and I just got done reading the second Gallagher Girl book back in my publicity days. And I landed to an email from Allie's agent who they wanted to come to an event of an author I represented. I was like, of course, like, because I wanted to meet Allie. So it's fun. I've read all her books, and I think All Fall Down is her best.
The YA book community is very, very nice, which I guess is the best word for it because, you know, for the most part, we're all people who were, you know, we would have all been friends in high school had we all gone to the same high school. And so now we're able to meet each other at conferences. We go do a lot of the same events. And it's just really, really great. You get to make some great friends this way.
And everybody's very supportive. Like this morning I was on Twitter and I share a pub day with a lot of other authors and we were all wishing each other happy pub day. It's not a competition because if someone walks into a bookstore because Gail Forman has a new book out, they're going to hopefully see mine. And it's just – we are a very supportive group. It's nice.
Yeah. I always like to say that our biggest competition is bad books
because
if a person picks up Elizabeth's book and loves it, hopefully that what they're going to say is, I like reading. I didn't know I liked reading. Oh, my gosh, I want to read more books. But if they pick up a bad book and don't like it, then their stance is not going to be, well, you know, I should have picked up something else. Their stance is most likely, especially a young teen, is going to be, well, I just don't like reading. See, I always told you this. Now I'm going to go play a video game.
Well, so if the young adult author community is kind of like you would have been friends in high school, is pub date sort of like the prom?
Kind of like a birthday.
Yeah, it's a birthday. Yeah. You're just like you're special for a day. Yeah. You get all this love.
You hope somebody sends you flowers.
I know. You get all this love because everybody's paying attention to you because it's your special day. And then the next day you're like, oh, why don't I have a million tweets at me today? Oh, right. Old news. On to the next.
Yeah. Happy pub date to you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Happy pub date a week late to you, Allie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.
You. Portage native Elizabeth Uhlberg's new YA novel is called We Can Work It Out. It just came out yesterday. Allie Carter's book is much older. It came out last week. It's called All Fall Down and is the first in her Embassy Row series.
Uhlberg and Carter will talk about their books this evening at the North Shore Library on Port Washington Road. They'll be there with Milwaukee area writer Liz Chukas, whose latest book is called Top 10 Clues, You're Clueless.
One last break, and then actress Marty Goebel talks about her next project, playing 16 characters in Next Act Theater's about-to-open production of No Child. Stay tuned. You're listening to Lake Effect on WUWM.